What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform across all social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about arguments on pause with a narcissist, or unfinished arguments with a toxic or narcissistic person, because that's one of the biggest problems that existed in my relationship, you know, pre-therapy, pre-self-awareness, pre-therapy. That's one of the biggest problems that existed in my relationship with my wife, was never finishing an argument. Like we would be hanging out on the couch. So I told my therapist about this too. I said, look, me and my wife keep having the same argument over and over and over again. Like it's frustrating. We're trying to have a good night, and then boom, she brings up some mess from 6 months ago, 3 weeks ago, 2 months ago. It's like, it's not current events. She always brings up something in the past. And she's like, that's because you don't finish the old arguments. You are leaving arguments on pause. You know, she's like, you're leaving arguments on pause. They're unfinished and things like that. And because you can live with arguments being on pause and not unfinished, but most people don't like that. Most people can't live with unfinished arguments. And I was like, goodness gracious, you know. And a lot of people resonated with the video that I posted on Facebook. I mean, I posted on TikTok about it, because that's a problem. Because you know, if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, that typically there's never a good time to finish an argument, because she would bring something up while we were hanging out, chilling, having a great night, you know, no kids, no nothing. We just hanging out, chilling. And she'd be like, hey, can we finish this from months ago? Like, oh my goodness. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? Why right now? You're ruining a good night. You're ruining a good day, bringing up this jibber jabber, running your damn mouth. Like, you don't like to have good nights. Like, you ruined the perfect time. Like, you are, you know, be talking trash. You know what I mean? Because you know, if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person or whatnot, that there's never a good time. It just isn't, y'all. Narcissistic people see not talking about it as the resolution to conflict and arguments and things like that. Most narcissistic people will do that, y'all. There's never a good time to finish an argument. And yes, y'all, I know y'all hear her. She's right here. Chill. She's right here, y'all. I'm watching my baby girl. Her mom is getting her hair done. So yes, I know people are going to ask you, like, does your wife get some free time? She's a stay-at-home mom. Does she get free time to herself? Yes, absolutely. But yeah, there's never a good time to finish an argument with a toxic, narcissistic person. Think about it, y'all. Think about how the mind works with that right there. Because like I said, narcissists, toxic people, see not talking about it as the absolute resolution. Once the argument ends, once we stop talking about it, it's over. It's done. That's the resolution. That's the punctuation at the end of a sentence right there, pretty much. Yeah, but y'all know that already, though. Y'all absolutely do know that. You know that narcissists, toxic people, or whoever, you know. And you need, I mean, most people, most non-narcissistic people, y'all need resolution. You need their resolution to feel, you know, to feel complete, to feel heard. You want to be heard and things like that. And a narcissist doesn't care about you feeling heard or being heard. They want to just shut you down immediately. I really don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I feel like it's over. And most narcissists, when they say, we'll talk about it later, not right now, now's not a good time, when they say statements like that, that's the end of the argument. Here. Hello. She gave me her doll, y'all. Hey, you look like my daughter. Hello. Hello. Say hello. That's her baby. But no, threw me off, y'all. Okay, goodness gracious. Yeah. Hello. Most narcissistic people see that as the end. Y'all don't want to see it. Y'all don't want that to be the end, though, y'all. I know people are going to say, well, how do you finish the conflict? How do you finish the argument? Whenever, like, of course, y'all, use discretion when applying any kind of techniques you hear about online and things like that. Use discretion, because some people react negatively. Some people yell. Some people scream. Some people will put their hands on you. But go straight to the point, y'all. Don't, if you use I feel statements or I think, or like, y'all, narcissists don't want to hear that. Straight to the point. Absolutely. Go straight to the point. Because if you don't, you're going to get taken off. They're going to shut you down. They're not going to talk about it. They're going to stonewall you and leave you alone. Straight to the point. There's never, like I said, arguments on pause. hey, but it's really not arguments on pause. It's arguments, you know, unfinished, because you're not going to finish that argument. Because if you bring it up late at a later date, that's pretty much starting a whole new argument. I don't think y'all understand that right there, y'all. I don't think y'all understand that right there. Like, if you bring up an argument from the past right now, from, let's say we got to argue in April. If you bring it up at the end of May, you just started a new argument. So now we don't have, we're not going to finish it. We're not going to finish this argument either. So now there's multiple arguments on pause. There's multiple unfinished conflicts, multiple unresolved issues and things like that. Y'all, I'm just telling you, if you're going to be in a relationship with a narcissistic person, you either have to go straight to the point and try to finish it right then and there, or you have to sit right there and just take it. I mean, this is your plan. Like, if you want to stay with this person, you have to learn how to communicate with them by going straight forward to them. You have to. Straight forward, to the point, don't beat around the bush, and just say what you have to say. Because if you don't, oh my goodness, if you don't, you're going to sit right here and have more and more arguments on pause, more and more unresolved conflicts and things like that. And most people, y'all need conflict resolution. You need it. You need communication. Communication is how relationships work. If you're not communicating, your relationship isn't working. Most people say stuff like this. Oh, we never argue. We never fuss. We never fight. That's not always the flex you think it is. Not fussing, not fighting, not arguing because you put it on pause. Because it's not a flex, y'all. It really is. Not fussing, not fighting, that stuff or stuff like that is not a flex. It really is just one person is being stifled or not being heard, not being listened to and things like that. So you're going to have to, like I said, unpause it. Relationships with narcissists are power struggles. They just are. It's a power struggle. The power dynamic in the narcissist likes to be in control, likes for the power dynamic to be in their hands and things like that. So you have to deal with that if you're going to be with this person. You just do. I feel like so many people sit in these relationships, you're trying to find the end all be all, like the key to communication with narcissists. The key to communication is, a lot of times, if you ask them, it's not communicating. It's just being quiet about it, pushing it up. If you push so much stuff under the rug, sooner or later you're gonna have a six foot tall rug with a bunch of trash and crap underneath it. Stop pushing stuff under the rug, y'all. I'm telling you, you have to go straight to the point with narcissistic people. Straight to the point. Hey, I don't like that you said this to me. Right there. Hey, I feel like I don't like you. I feel like you shouldn't talk to me. No, I don't like that you said this to me. And this, like, go straight to the point, y'all. You're gonna fuss, you're gonna fight, but of course, y'all. Goddamn, be careful. I know people are gonna listen to this video and you're gonna say some craziness, some wild shit to your partner, and you end up getting hurt or something like that. People are gonna blame me. Like, Lee Hammond told y'all to do it. No, he didn't. Lee Hammond said go straight to the point, but use discretion. If you have a violent person that you're dealing with, they're gonna be violent when you talk to them. You know what I mean? So stay strong, stay empowered, y'all. Because like I said, so many people, narcissistic people, don't want to communicate. Because when they want to argue, do they let you shut it down? Do they let you say, no, not later? Do they let you say, oh, later on? Do they say things like that to you? You know what I mean? Is that what they're saying to you? If they want to argue, or if they have a point that they want to get across, do they let you hit the pause button? Most times, the answer to that question is going to be absolutely not. They're not going to let you hit the pause button. They're going to try to finish it right then and there. I tell people, if you're dealing with narcissists, matching their, you have, sometimes you have to match their energy. You know, matching a narcissist's energy, a lot of times, is the key. I match energy. I really, really do. But of course, y'all, goddamn again, I keep having to use this because people just use discretion. You know, if you have a violent ass person that you're dealing with, or a raging out person that you're dealing with, you know what I mean? Use discretion when applying anything you learn online. Oh my goodness. Can you say hello? You on camera. But use discretion, y'all. Because if a narcissist wants to argue with you, oh my goodness. Give me the mic, baby. No. Get the mic. If a narcissist wants to argue with you, they're going to argue with you. They're not going to let you push pause. They're not going to let you push pause on the argument. They're not going to let you stop talking and not have this conversation right now. So match energy, because but if you're in a relationship with a narcissist, you know, double standards do exist. You don't get to get away with the same things that they get to get away with. I think tomorrow's video is going to be about, you know, narcissistic people don't hold themselves to the same standard that they hold other people to. Y'all hear my daughter right here, y'all. She is getting super antsy and buggy right here. So I'm going to have to hop over here, y'all. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. If you, like I said, if you don't follow me on Anchor or podcast or any kind of podcast, hit 5 stars for me. YouTube, like and subscribe to the channel. Thank y'all so much. Really, really, I really, really, truly appreciate all y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank y'all. This little girl.